Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Rosalind Biggs with us. We talk about cattle trace here in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Dr. Rosalind Biggs, College of Veterinary Medicine at Oklahoma State University, says that the Cattle Trace Animal ID Pilot Project, based in Kansas, doing some good things in bringing together cattle producers, auction markets, and the public sector.
They're set up as a nonprofit, and so that puts them in a different category rather than a government entity that might be potentially open to, you know, FOIA requests or other information type requests. You know, their big focus is on animal health. There's lots of other benefits that folks can consider when it comes to traceability, but their focus is animal health. And so they're looking at really collecting fairly limited data, the date and time that animal is ID'd and where it is ID'd and the number. And so that it's not something that, you know, there's folks that have a concern about liability associated with ID and then potentially being exposed should something bad happen on down the road. And the Cattle Trace folk, they've designed their pilot in a way to try to address a lot of those concerns many individuals would have from the get-go. And I think what they have seen, they'll have a kind of an update towards the end of November in Manhattan, and it'll be interesting to see what information they can share there, but as I understand it, having pretty darn good participation from producers, and of course they're looking at ultra high frequency tags, which is the tags that are more slanted towards speed of commerce movement. That's another discussion, of course, of what frequency is right. Is going to be best.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when we start thinking about what this means back to that cow-calf operator, you know, it's the typical size operation, maybe 100 mama cows, somewhere in that range. What is this? What will ID really mean to them as far as extra work, extra costs, benefits?
Sure. I think, you know, as we look at extra cost, you know, the most obvious one is we're buying a tag that maybe we weren't otherwise. There are what's proposed currently is there will be some government funding share on that part of electronic ID tags, but it's still an expense for producers. Then to decide how best can I use, you know, can I use this technology? Can I use these tags to a producer's advantage? Meaning, can I do things like track an individual all the way through from birth to harvest and get back information that will help me make better decisions, breeding decisions, nutrition decisions, all of those sorts of things to really have improved herd management.
As we talk with Dr. Biggs, USDA was in the process of suspending for now their move to electric ID tags by the year 2023, but their intentions are to redo the rule and probably come back with it at some point. Bottom line right now, though, it still would be for animals over 18 months of age. That means that feeder and stocker cattle less than 18 months of age, very mobile population of our cattle herds with no requirements regarding animal ID down the road. Dr. Biggs says, well, that is a worry.
I think from the animal health official side of things, it's a big gap for them. And so it's, you know, something that continues to be discussed as to when and if those that particular segment of the industry will come in line with, let's say, the breeding cattle that are currently required to have official identification to move across state lines, at what point is appropriate to have that group join the mix.
And I guess what going back to what you said about maybe getting that information, that production information that would be useful to the cow-calf man, maybe that's where we get some push or some pull on some of those younger animals then.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense from the perspective that I want to be able to, and you know, many producers are doing that right now, that they're maintaining ownership all the way through, or they're maintaining, you know, they're keeping tabs on those animals all the way through, and that information can be useful if you'll, you know, if you're in a position to take it and then interpret it, analyze it, and put it into play in your program,
in your breeding operation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Dr. Rosalind Biggs, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is a service of ITC Gray Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.